In today's episode of 5 Minutes with Coach Myrna, I want to talk to you on the topic, how to dress for success. We've all heard the saying, don't dress for the position you have now, but for the position you want to get. Since I was a little girl, I could pick out women who had money. They would be well-dressed with their hair and makeup, and when they passed you, they smelled like heaven. But for all I knew, they could have been wearing the only suit or their best Sunday dress in their closet, as my grandmother would say. In my personal experience, plus reading books and looking at movies like 50 Shades of Grey and The Proposal with Sandra Bullock, here is the formula I feel for dressing for success. And for the men who are listening, have you watched 50 Shades of Grey yet? If you haven't, you should rent it on Netflix. Not only does it show you how to pleasure your woman, but at the beginning of the movie, it shows you what successful men wear. It started off by showing Christian Grey in his closet. His closet of dozens of dark business suits, all looking the same to me, and dozens of white, crisp cotton shirts with cufflinks, and, of course, dozens of, looks like the same tie to me, some form of blue tie. So I think that's the uniform. Now, Steve Jobs and the Mark Zuckerbergs and Google have all tried to change the dress code by wearing t-shirts and jeans. Now even a whole bunch of pastors are preaching with casual wear and jeans, and they're trying to change the culture. But you ever looked at men on Wall Street or men in Congress or the presidents? Yeah, dark suits is where it's at. And a business suit is still the marker of success. Now, I've always seen movies with men being fitted for suits, but my man has never gone to a tailor and got a suit made for himself. So they just buy them off the rack. And apparently, that is bad, because a carefully fitted suit is worth its weight in gold. And the saying is, even if it's off the rack, it shouldn't fit like a sack. So get it altered, men. It doesn't matter how much the suit costs, but it must fit. And that is the secret to looking successful. That is the secret for having men, not women, look at you and think that you're successful. The consensus is that business suits should be single-breasted and either dark blue or dark gray. Heading back to Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey, notice that all his shirts were also white. I've never seen President Barack Obama in anything other than a white shirt under his suit. And now that I think of it, I haven't seen President Trump in anything other than that either. So, your white shirts should be 100% cotton with button-down collars and always long sleeves. Short sleeves are out. And then you complete the look with a pair of black loafers, well-shined, and with a new-looking heel. You know, some people have, you know, walk a certain way where they grind down one part of the heel. So whenever your heel is grind down, you need to, you know, get the shoemaker to put on a new heel, because walking with a grind down heel does not complete your look of success. All right, so there you have it for dressing for success for the men. Now, for women, it's not as straight-laced as that. Women can wear anything. once it's not some tight jeans and tight-fitting t-shirts. Now, in my intro, I mentioned that I love Sandra Bullock in The Proposal. And for some time now, I've been trying to copy that look. In the movie, she rocked a black pencil skirt with a white shirt and pumps with elegant heels. Nice. I just bought one of those pumps with those heels and got to try to figure out how to walk in them. So find a look that flatters your figure. As women, we come in all sizes. Don't just have time to get into the best look if you're a busty, a hippie, or made to wear clothes like a supermodel. You must know what looks good for you. But for the office, invest in a few classic, simple suits in dark colors, the same as the men, gray or blue. I still have a suit jacket I purchased from my first big paycheck as a salesperson 20 years ago. It was a wool blend gray double-breasted skirt suit that I paid $700 for from my $30,000 paycheck. Yes, you heard me right. I got a big win in sales and I felt successful, so I started dressing successful. I went out and spent about $1,000 on a suit, jacket, skirt, and top. So, a nice, simple, fitted dress also works wonders. And if paired with a blazer and some fashionable jewelry, it is a hot, successful look. And the great thing is that you can lose the blazer for the after-work parties, you know, and still look great. I'm trying to remember now. I'm thinking of another movie, Hitch, with, what's her name? Her name skips me for a minute, but I buy most of her clothes now from New York and Company because she's their spokesperson. But, all right, so as women, you know, we normally like to flaunt our sexuality because we like attention. But try to avoid wearing bright colors, tight pants, mini skirts, plunging necklines, or blue jeans if you want the men to take you seriously and you complete that successful look. Because if you wear those things, it might get you in the door short term, but it's not going to win long term because you'll be beating off more men and then working your way up to the top. And of course, that opens up a whole can of worms, right? So for shoes, I love the thin heel pumps. It makes any foot look elegant. And not everyone can wear the long heels, but, you know, if you can't wear the long heels, you can also find some ones with some sensible heels. I just purchased a pair of Ivanka, one of those from the Ivanka Trump line. Don't judge me. They were in sale. And, of course, we have the Sex and the City reruns with the iconic Carrie Bradshaw for any shoe inspiration or for you with shoe fetishes. All right. So there you have it. Some ideas on how to look the part before you get the part. As you lean your ladder against the wall of success, my wish for you in 2019 is that you get to the top of the ladder or at least make some progress up the rungs. So, offering a free gift, if you head over to my blog, which is blog.myhelps.us, and send me a note, I will send you my free ebook, 7 Strategies for Climbing Your Personal Mountains. And remember to subscribe to the podcast. Head over to iTunes if you have iTunes and leave a positive review. I am trying to transform your mind so that you can transform your life. So a review would be great. So until next time, namaste.